This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Yeah.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone, listen line. While we are live, between the hours of 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time, is 712-770-9418, 712-770-9418. Steve Elkins is with us, off the beaten path, Sundays, 7 to 9 p.m. Central Time, on republicbroadcasting.org. Welcome, Steve.
Good morning, Vincent.
You know, I was thinking about so many things, and you know, the country is almost on lockdown. It's we're going to try 15 days. The boss said 15 days. See how it goes, and stay home. If you're over 70 or 70 plus, don't go out. It's going to create some hardships. People are going to go stark raving mad. In my opinion, I think that young people are going to say, are you kidding me? You're not going to tell me what to do. I think that's going to happen. I think boredom is going to set in very quickly. And when the young people used to say in the good old days, you know, maybe a few weeks ago, when the young people used to say to the parents, I'm bored, and as if it were the parents' job to figure out how to fix this. Now it really is the parents' job to figure out how to fix this boredom. Do you see this coming, or is this just my wild
imagination? No, I agree with you. And we left out something really, really important. The baby boom that will be coming from the quarantine lockdown. All these people grouped together at home, and, you know, people will be coming over to people's houses, and there'll be some time on hand. And we're going to see, 9 months from now, we're going to see an explosion of babies. I guarantee you that's going to happen. Happened before. So,
how do you think that would play out in the situation, if we're continuing the situation we're in now, when hospital care is being rationed, triaged, how do you think that will play out with people saying, it'll all probably point to the same week 9 months from now, when the boom will really peak?
Oh, yeah, they're going to have to. I think hospitals are going to be looking at the situation now. I mean, you have to look at the big picture here and say, wait a minute, this is going to happen. It's just human nature. It just is. We saw it during 9/11. There were 9 months from 9/11, and when everything was kind of closed down for a while there because of the terrorist thing. It's going to happen. So I guess your hospitals are probably sitting back going, you know, we're going to have an explosion here. We're going to have to build onto our maternity units here. We're going to have to beef it up. And they'd be wise to do so, because I guarantee this is going to happen. Now, you mentioned about kind of like, you know, the elderly being very vulnerable to all this, and they are. They have very puny immune systems. That's the downside of getting older. Even I can say that myself personally. That as I get older, I notice when I hurt myself, it takes a little longer to heal. And if I get something, it takes a little longer to get over it. And that's just part of the aging process. Everything kind of goes downhill. And then you get to a point where it really is vulnerable. And I think that's what we're looking at here. And, you know, if we talked about what was going on in Italy right now, of course, the average age of a death from the coronavirus in Italy right now is about 80 to 81 years old. could we ever get to a point in the United States where we have very little resources? We don't have the antibiotics. We don't have the medicines we need because we've relied on China for so long to manufacture these things so we can get them cheap and bring it back to the United States, jack up the price. Are we going to be in a situation where we might have to triage like we do in the ER, but decide who lives and who dies? God, I hope not, Vincent. I hope we don't get to that. And that's what's happening in Italy right now. They've decided if you're 80 years old and you're really not in great health and you've got this, well, they're going to save the 40-year-old, 50-year-old who may have it. And they figured you've already had a good life, 80 years or so. So they're going to, you know, it's kind of like that scenario with the boat. Who gets thrown off the boat? Who's not necessary type situation here? And who's necessary to keep on the boat? And I hope we never get to that. But this is a lesson we can learn. In the disruption of the imports, what's coming in this country, we should never have been in a situation where we relied on a country to produce something that was so vitally important for the health of our nation. We should have never been in such a situation, and we open ourselves up to this vulnerability. I mean, I hope this is a lesson learned. And I also hope this is a lesson learned where people say, you know, I didn't realize how important washing your hands were. I mean, they start washing their hands. I mean, I don't know why they have to be taught this again. We learned it from our mothers, our fathers, and I'm not sure why that has to be retaught. But evidently, there's a generation that said, you know, I'm too much in a hurry. I'm busy. I'll do my business, and I'm going to run out the door, and I'm not going to worry about washing my hands and touching knobs and everything else. I hope we can learn from that. There's some positives that can come out of this whole thing. But, you know, this next 2 weeks would be very interesting. I guess right now they're talking about locking us down for 8 weeks, which does not include me. I don't have a choice. Anybody working in a hospital has no choice. You cannot hunker down and sit around and wait this out. You have to go to work. You have to do your job. And there are people who will just have to say, you know, I have to do my job and go out there and do the best I can. And everybody else will sit back and wait at home, wait it out for a while.
Okay, so there are people who work for the government. There are people who work in military installations. And I heard that from someone who does that they have been sent home. I'm talking about people who are not Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, who show up to work at the base, have ID badges to work at the base, but are not active military. They support the active military. They have special skills.
Civil servants. They work for the government, but they're private enterprise. Private.
Right. Well, many have been sent home already. Schools are closing and so forth. We know this. Well, here's something interesting. That in Springfield, Missouri, I believe this is going to happen all around, and people need to think about this. So utility companies are now suspending shutoffs, that's what they call them, for non-payment.
Right.
So if someone loses his job or gets sick and can't go to work and is hourly, the utility company is for 45 days, roughly, is not going to shut off their electricity or their water or their gas.
Or their cable.
Springfield, Missouri.
Right.
Well,
could you imagine shutting off the cable and locking people down for a while? Could you imagine shutting off the cable, no TV? Could you imagine what kind of violence that might bring, Vince?
Absolutely. And here's why. This is a double-edged sword, and being in the position to make this decision is a tough one, because what I envision is people will be tuning into Netflix, so Netflix servers are going to be overloaded, okay? So during the hours when Netflix, you know, Netflix gears up their equipment so that they can handle the peaks. Okay. Well, now the peaks are not going to be when people come home from work, you know, in the evening. The peaks are going to be all day long. So people are going to be watching reruns of Andy Griffith and Murder, She Wrote and who knows what. At the same time, when people are sent home to work from home. I've been on the phone all day for the last several days with people who are saying that the IT guys are there. They're packing the equipment. They're sending us home. Everybody's going to work from home. And now the internet is going to be strained because people are going to be working from home at the same time that they've got the TV going on quiet, watching Netflix because they're bored in between customers and so forth. So I can see the internet coming to being strained. I can see the internet breaking. And it's supposed to be a fault-tolerant system. But it will probably come to a grinding halt many times in the near future. Now, of course, that's speculation on my part. I don't know for sure, but it seems very logical to me. So now we have a situation where if we don't keep Netflix and its equivalent up and running, people are going to be walking in the streets even though they're not supposed to be. Okay, and if we do keep Netflix and its clones up and running, entertainment, then we'll have less bandwidth for the important things. And at the same time, people are using their phones more to talk to their relatives. How you doing? How you doing? What's, you know, how are you know, Mary and Sue and so forth doing? That kind of stuff is going on like crazy. So people are now tying up the phone lines.
You know, that's an excellent point, Vincent, but let me bring something else. You know, I don't believe anything by coincidence. I really don't. Things happen for a purpose. Things are well planned. But isn't this just kind of crazy and so coincidental that it happened to fall in line with the Starlink satellite systems they've been putting up in space, 60 satellites at a time, and they had to abort their last mission for another 60 satellites up there, but this would be the fifth time they've brought up, if they went up, 60 satellites to put out there in space. Is this very rather odd what they might have been preparing for this all along, to put the 5G and get this stuff going so fast? I just don't believe anything is just by coincidence or accident. I do think things are well planned and thought out. And let me also bring a factor here that San Francisco, I'm keeping an eye on what's going on in my old state of California, but California, Gavin Newsom has locked down everything pretty much. He doesn't want anybody on the streets. San Francisco, downtown San Francisco pretty much shut down. They don't want anybody on the streets. You can only go to a doctor's appointment or something that's necessary for doctors or something like that, which is going to lead us to, I guess, your law enforcement, maybe even the National Guard, will be on checkpoints on corners asking, where are your papers? And this kind of reminds me back of my mother, who lived in Germany during the war. Everywhere she went, she had to show her papers where she was going to go and who she was. I mean, we're getting back to kind of a police state, or almost a martial law is being set right now. But factoring that in, you're telling people they can't go anywhere, and that's going to, after a while, you said, you know, we were talking, you're going to see a violent pushback to say, you know what, I'm tired of this. I'm leaving. I'm going, which is going to have to ramp up that military presence there to stop people from getting together and, you know, coming together. But then you've got this huge, massive population in San Francisco of homeless people. You're telling homeless people you can't be on the street. That's exactly where they live, on the street. And if they're vectors, they're walking around, they're contaminating, this thing is not going to go away. The government hasn't quite thought this thing through.
No question there. No question, because we were told yesterday during the broadcast that there's going to be no lockdown in the United States. That's just a rumor. And a couple hours later, here we are with Stay Home, which is one step below lockdown. Steve Elkins is with us. We'll be right back.
Here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Back in the 70s, I studied finance and economics. And I was taught that one of the measures of how well business is doing is to look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It's an index. And what it is there's 30 companies, 30. And those companies, you take all the price of the stock of each one of those, add it up, and you get the Dow Jones Industrial Average. So there's a broad spectrum of corporations who sell stock on the public market. And you can look at how well a country is doing. So if the Dow Jones Industrial Average of these 30 companies is going up, well, that means things are looking good. So what is it? Well, what is stock price based on? Well, it's based on, of course, manipulation, but it's also based on, and lies and accounting fraud, but it's also based on the perception of the marketplace as to how well these companies are doing. Well, for year to date, every single one of these 30 companies, and these are big names, everyone is down, and many down in a very big way. And I want to share that with you, just to give you a perspective. So Johnson & Johnson, you know, that healthcare Band-Aid company, they're down about 8% year-to-date. JP Morgan Chase, down 36%. McDonald's, you know, the hamburger joint, 29% down. Merck, that's a pharmaceutical, down 20%. Microsoft, down 12%. Nike, you know, those guys that build the footwear, down 37%. Pfizer, 20%. Procter & Gamble, you know, the soap company, 6%. Travelers Insurance, 40%. Now, these are all down. There's no up numbers in here. Every one of these companies is down in a huge way. Travelers, you know, the insurance company, 40%. United Technologies, 43%. United Health, 22%. Verizon, 14%. Visa, 20%. Walmart, 3% down. Walmart's doing the best of most of these companies in the Dow. Walgreens. Walgreens is down 22%. Let's go to
Vincent,
the rest
how about
of the...
How about the paper companies, Vincent? Any idea how they're doing?
Well, let me get to that in just a second. So okay. 3M, those are the guys that make the masks and other products, tape, abrasives. They're down 24%. American Express, 32%. Apple. Apple never goes down, right? 17% down. Boeing Aircraft, they are the big loser. Down 68%. Caterpillar. Now, I'm kind of surprised at Caterpillar because we're going to be needing those big earth-moving machines to dig mass graves. They're down 36%. Chevron, down 44%. Cisco, you know, the infrastructure people, telephones, networking, so forth, electronics, they're down 29%. Coca-Cola, down 17%. Disney, now you would expect this, right? Disney is down 35%. Dow Chemical, down 56%. ExxonMobil, down 49%. Yeah, ExxonMobil. Mobil 1, you know, one of the finest lubricating oils on the planet, they're down 49%. Goldman Sachs, I guess they're looking for a bailout because they're down 34%. Home Depot, 26%. IBM, down 25%. And Intel, down 22%. Paper. Okay. So paper, this is a very interesting phenomenon. So you're not going to believe this, class. Paper was ubiquitous, you know, a few weeks ago. You could go anywhere and buy paper. Now, I have not gone out shopping, but I did talk to some people who are in the paper industry. And I talked to some people who have children who are students. And what has happened is schools and universities have said, don't come back from spring break. You will pay your tuition in full. And we'll let you be a student, but there will be no in-person classes. So all across the country, schools and universities have closed, and I read off a list, including two of the universities I attended. So now paper is a real problem because now, instead of being in class, the students are going to be using more paper at home. And I believe paper is going to show up in short supply in a store near you if it has not already. And the price will escalate. Steve Elkins and I will be right back.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on the coronavirus as it spreads across the U.S. About 7 million people in the San Francisco Bay Area have now been told to shelter in place for at least the next 3 weeks, which means staying indoors, except for essential travel like going out to get groceries or medicine. Democratic presidential primary voters will go to the polls in Florida, Illinois, and Arizona. As scheduled today, Ohio is supposed to host a primary as well. But now state officials have ordered polling locations closed because of the outbreak. Florida will be the big prize today with 219 delegates. President Trump urging Americans to pull together to get through this crisis.
We're doing a very professional job. We've been working with the governors and the mayor's local government at every level. We have FEMA totally involved.
USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350-350. That's DO88 to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my when you're going
to be
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Steve Elkins is with us. He's a ICU nurse and an ER nurse, 27 plus years experience. And we're talking about paper briefly. And the last time I bought paper was about $19.99 for a case. Now, case sizes have changed. We now have the new fund size. So a case used to be 10 reams of paper with 500 sheets per ream, and you get 5,000 sheets in a case. Well, now we have the fund size, which is And when they show the case on the internet, it looks like it's that size, but it's half that size. So now it's really 2,500 sheets, half as much. And the current price delivered is more than twice what I spent, because it's $25 for the new size, fun size case, which is half the size. And the last time I bought it, it was $20 for a full size case, twice as much. So bottom line is, if you want paper, you can get it. You just go to the Chinese factory outlet, and you can pick it up. And not only that, here's the best part. They have free pickup. They don't charge you to pick it up. You can go get it, and that's free. Now, whoever thought of that term, free pickup? It used to always be free. Stores never charged you to go in and buy something. But now
there was a day. There was a day back when they used to deliver to your house back in the old days, back in the 50s, 40s, and 50s. And I still remember the days when the truck would come down the street, Vinny, and bring the milk and put it in your milk box. We all had a milk box on our steps there. It's back in the days when you actually had somebody, a service attendant, come out and tank your car up for you and do your windshields and check your tires. And we really have seen a lot of good things disappear in our lives now, haven't we, Vinny? Really have.
Okay, so, all right, so let's extrapolate on that just for a second or two.
Sure.
So it used to be that, as you said, you'd go to the gas station, and they used to be called service stations.
Yeah.
You'd go to one of them, and the attendant would say, you know, what would you like? And you'd tell him to fill it up or something like that. He'd put the nozzle in and start filling it up, and while he was doing that, the hood release was on the outside of the vehicle. It wasn't inside. And he would just pop the hood, he would take his rag, he would check the oil, he would wash the windshield, he would look at your belts, you know, your fan belts and cooling system belts and, you know, alternator belt or generator belt, whatever it was. He'd look under the hood, and if you saw an anomaly, he'd tell you.
Yep.
That's what they did. And then he'd close the hood, or he'd tell you your quart low or half quart low or whatever the case may be. And then the pump would click off, and he would finish the sale, collect the currency, and say, have a nice day. And they didn't look all that sloppy. They looked, you know, they would look professional. So the guy that delivered the milk was in a white uniform. The guy that checked your car looked neat and clean. He didn't look like he was disheveled and got up without, you know, slept in on some bench somewhere. I mean, people, even the guys who sold shoes, they were professional shoe salesmen who worked at a shoe store to help you fit your shoes for your feet. And they used to have different widths. They would have B, C, D, E, you know, widths. And they would make sure that you got the right size so that you didn't deform your feet. Now, you're on your own.
Well, just look at how, yeah, right, you've mentioned that. How much have we had taken away from us where service was related, where there actually was a trained person there to help you out? I mean, we're now being the person now who takes care of all that ourselves. Of course, we're not getting a price break for it. I mean, Walmart, when they rolled out their self-checkout, I said, mistake. You're limiting people's work. You're limiting jobs. If you think that they would do that, then you think it would, because cost of an employee is their biggest cost, and then benefits and insurance. So if they eliminated that person, well, would that reflect the pricing? Would they bring down the prices? And they haven't. So, again, greedy corporations who have decided, I don't need you, going maybe with technocracy here, eliminating the people, eliminating the need for the person. I mean, we're being phased out of work where we should be working, and we wonder, why is it possible that we really have 3.5% unemployment? Is it because the machines are taking over and people are no longer needed? But, you know, I think those are, again, numbers that have been fudged. Every number that comes from government, I think you and I agree, every number that comes from government is a fudged number. It's a lie. Just today I checked on the Baltic Dry Index, and, of course, we know the shipping has been halted. My contact down in Long Beach let me know that they closed the port in Long Beach. There's no ships coming in, no tanker ships, nothing being unloaded. They're letting people go, releasing them or outright saying you're done. There's no job for you right now. This is devastating, but the disruption of the shipping channels themselves, but the Baltic Dry Index only dropped a little bit today. went from 631 to 623. But we've seen it in the last couple of weeks, which cannot be explained other than total manipulation. If Wall Street is tanking, and yesterday what the Dow was down nearly 3,000, 2,997, but what did the Baltic Dry Index do? It stayed pretty steady at 631. We've seen big 1,000-point losses on a day on the Dow, and the Baltic Dry Index continues to go up. You know this is a flat-out lie. This is impossible. If manufacturing is down and not loading ships and the ships aren't making their way to point B destination, there's no way in the world the Baltic Dry Index should be going up if there's no orders to be made in America and everything is shut down. Everybody's pretty much quarantined themselves. It's, again, the numbers. You're being fed on everything, not nearly everything. The numbers you are being fed are being manipulated and fudged, and some to excess, and some are dumbed down to make it not look so bad. When it comes down to, like, and I've heard this number for the last, oh, I'm going to say 10 years, 10 to 11 million illegals in this country, as if no more have ever come in, no more have ever reproduced, and there's not more than that. It's a number they continue to stand by. And, you know, as far as lying to the American people, you got to fudge the numbers upwards. You can't stay with the same number for 10 years. So we know a good liar has to have a great memory. And they need to expel on that. And staying with 11 million illegals in this country, it points to the fact that everything government says on nearly every level with finances or financial or economic is an absolute lie, a flat-out lie.
Yeah, I'll tell you how they can do it, Steve. So let's say we had a gas station, and we were selling gasoline, and we wanted to figure out, let's say the boss is saying, okay, so how are you guys doing? You know, a remote control boss. So he's got the employees and they're running the gas station, and the boss says, so we gotta have more revenue. So let's say the gas station sells 1,000 gallons a day at $1 a gallon. So the boss calls up on Monday. Okay, boss, we sold 1,000 gallons at $1. So the daily sales is 1,000. Next day, 1,000 gallons at $1. Okay, we gotta have higher revenue. So then the boss calls up and says, so how's today's sales? Well, it's $1,250, boss. Wow, that's good. That's a 25% increase. Now, what may have happened is that the price went up from $1 to $1.25. So it appears that from the number perspective, sales are higher. It's still 1,000 gallons, but the price is higher. And that can happen with the Baltic Dry Index. So they could charge more for shipping, and that would drive the price up. And maybe that is the manipulating factor that's going into making the Baltic Dry Index look better than it is. That's the only one I can think of. So I just wanted to share that with you, Steve.
You know, it's amazing how many people don't really know. I mean, maybe this is also another learning lesson how Wall Street is tanking right now, and that people understand really how Wall Street works, and that what's been going on is there's been a ton, many, many, many years of plunge protection and quantitative easing going into keeping the markets up. And that's partially why this thing is now falling apart, and it's still not working. They just put, $1.5 trillion in last Friday, and supposedly we're going to put another $700 billion to $800 billion in again. Vincent, this is kind of fun that I actually laid out a chart and tracked the Baltic Dry Index and Wall Street and everything really well, closely. And I noticed that the plunge protection and quantitative easing would start between 2 and 3 hours of the market close. It was kind of fun. I showed my wife and said, watch this. We'll watch it in the morning, the opening. We'll watch the Dow, the NASDAQ, the S&P. Let's track this every 15 minutes to half an hour. And then we went on an hour. And then I said, watch this. And then we started getting a little closer, more narrow, about 15 minutes out. And at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, a couple hours before closing down Wall Street, it started to move. The Dow, the NASDAQ, S&P, watch these numbers. And we did it every 15 minutes. My wife's eyes opened up. She goes, oh, my God, you're right. they're doing something right now. I said, yes, they are. They're putting in plunge protection, quantitative easing, a couple hours before the market closes. With the understanding, if they started it too early, it would escape. It would still end up in negative territory. It's like filling a balloon up. It's got a small pinprick. You want to fill that up, and it's going to slowly leak out, and that's exactly what's happening with that money and plunge protection and quantitative easing. It's being scooped up. It's being stolen is what it is. But they'll start it 2 hours before the market closes, and even when it starts to come down a little bit, it should, theoretically, if they've done it right, should still end up in positive territory. This is not a consumer-driven market. It is not consumer-driven, and it should be. But I theorize what's going to happen when we get this big collapse, when it really gets down really low, and I'm theorizing that we're going to go about half of what the Dow's high was. We're going to go around 15,000. Some people say 12, 13, 10. I'm going to stick around with half, 15,000 on the Dow. I think when this happens, you're going to have corporations. The smaller ones are going to, well, they're all going to plead economic hardships. You're going to want their bailouts. The big ones will get their bailouts. The big corporations will swallow up their competition. The little man's business will disappear. They won't get bailouts. And what you're going to find out when we investigate what really happened with all these closures of businesses, because more are coming on the way, you're going to find out that Wall Street had a lot of Enrons out there with the cooked books for the investor and cooked books of actually how the company was really doing, but the books that kept the investor investing in their company. You're going to find a lot of Enrons out there.
I think you're absolutely right, and the small companies are failing right now. They're going out of business right now. Restaurants, because of the edict to reduce capacity, reduce guests, if you will, patrons, customers at restaurants across the country by 50%. They're saying, you know, we've got to have less density. Can't have as many people coming to the restaurant. So reduction of 50% or forcing restaurants to close at specific hours and bars and things, that eats into the sustainability of those businesses, and they are failing right now.
Right.
As a matter of fact, the unemployment insurance system of the federal government is collapsing.
Yeah.
Because of the volume of people filing for unemployment insurance right now.
Yeah. Right.
Not in weeks from now. Actually, it happened yesterday. Very serious. So now what's going to happen with all these people that are wandering around with no jobs? And what about the feeling of usefulness? Are they going to feel useful? Because they don't have a prospect of getting a job. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112.
800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Steve Elkins is with us. Class, I got an email asking me to talk about the census and my thoughts on it. And here are my thoughts. First of all, there's a question in the Springfield News Leader. That's the newspaper that's printed in Springfield, the physical newspaper, but they have an online component. And the United States Constitution addresses a census of how many people are here in the country every 10 years, and it's coming up for the 10-year mark. And so the question was, what will I be doing? Well, it's been published, and I don't know if this how much truth there is to this, but it's been published that you will get a postcard reminding you of the census. And then I think they're expecting you to go online and fill out the census form. If you don't, you'll get a reminder maybe a week to 10 days later. And if you don't, you'll get another reminder. You'll get three reminders, and then you will get the physical paper census form. So what, I guess the question was, what will I be doing? I believe at this moment, what I'm going to do is what I always did, and that is I'm not going to go online and fill it out. I won't do that, because I don't know if the data that I put in will be tabulated correctly.
Right.
I don't know
that. You know, a problem I have with it, Vincent, is the inconsistency. They say they want to know the true numbers, but they don't. And I've questioned these people who've come to my house about the census. So they want to know who's in your household, or they want all this personal information. But they don't want to count illegals, and they don't want to count the number of homeless people on the streets. I got a problem. You know, if you make exception to the rule. So do you really want to know, or do you really want to know? And they don't want to know. Because, you see, if you count all the illegals up, that's going to put that little 11 million illegals in this country to myth now, and they're going to find out you have 22 or more million in this country. And then they're going to point to how many homeless do you have on your streets. Well, now that's going to be a national emergency because now we have a true, accurate number. And what we told you all along, the lying numbers of how many homeless we have on the streets is really not that bad, but it's really, really huge now. You see, government ends up choking on those lies that they've told you. So they don't want to know those two answers to that. As a matter of fact, they did a gator census out here. I kid you not. It was in the paper. They actually took the time to count how many gators supposedly we have in our lakes out here. So they take the time to count gators, but they don't want to count illegals, and they don't want to count homeless. I feel the same way you do about it. It's a scam. And I'm not sure that the numbers will be tabulated correctly. If, as we know, how much fraud is on the internet, cybercrime. I mean, even our whole voting process is tainted. I don't even believe in that. And they don't want to fix that, go back to a paper ballot, because they like it the way it is, because it's easy to manipulate the numbers and give you false information.
Well, the last two census that we had, the census workers came to our farm. In Virginia and in Missouri, and they wanted details, and we got a complex census form, and I am only willing to do what is required, and what is required is the number of people who live at this address on a specific date. That is what's required. Not their names, not what color they are, not whether they're, you know, homos. I'm not willing to, and how many, they want to know a lot of things, and I'm not willing to share that.
Vincent, that you mentioned that the government tells us not to see color, but they see color. They see color. They see us as colors. As groups of people, not Americans, they see us as color. They tell us not to see it, but they see it in their census. African American, Latino, this and this. That's seeing color. We're no longer Americans. We're now in pockets of, we're split up now as Americans, as pockets of people. I have a problem with that. If we're Americans, we're Americans. But they keep playing this race card to their advantage when they want to, then they tell us not to do the same.
When we lived in Virginia, we had hay fields, and one afternoon I was on the tractor baling hay, and I could see my parents' house was right next to ours on the same family compound, and I could see a truck going down our driveway toward our house while I was at next door at my parents' house, so I could see across the field. And this pickup truck came up to the front of the house, and I could see our family was out there, and I was a quarter of a mile away about, baling hay on an open cab tractor. And I'll tell you a little bit more about this when we come back, but this is an interesting story. It's about the census. So a guy came up, and our son hopped on his dirt bike and rode across the fields to where I was, and I was traveling, baling this hay. And you don't stop when you're baling hay. You can't. You got to keep going until the bale is finished, and then you eject the bale. And my son said, "Hey, there's a guy here from the census. He wants to talk to you." And I said, "All right, tell him to come on over." Well, he had to cross a creek with his pickup truck. I'll tell you the rest of the story when we come back.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.